If you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. This program is about Soul Train, which was a television show that aired nationally from 1971 to 2006. It was the first TV show to prominently feature African-American music, dance, and culture. It was conceived, produced, hosted, and owned by former radio DJ Don Cornelius. Created for syndication at WCIU-TV in Chicago, at first it aired only in Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Detroit, Cleveland, Houston, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. But due to tremendous word-of-mouth promotion, it quickly grew to 17 cities during its first year. The first show featured Gladys Knight and the Pips, who presented a great song, appropriately titled Friendship Train. Let's go back and give a listen.
In a desperate situation, stealing, burning, fighting, killing, nothing but corruption. It looks like them counties on the eve of destruction. Boy, you see, people every day that we got to learn to deal with each other.
The lyrics to Friendship Train state, The world is in a desperate situation, stealing, burning, fighting, killing, nothing but corruption. But the chorus states that, come on, get on the friendship train, everybody shake a hand, make a friend now. The hope for reconciliation and improvement is a powerful message that emphasizes that we need to get together to make a brighter future. This was consistent with Don Cornelius' vision that we can all be different, but reach out to each other. The city of Chicago was like a lot of other cities, highly segregated, but Don Cornelius wanted to change things by showing off the best of the talent he saw available. He designed a program that would highlight positive images of African-American music, dance, and culture. He himself cultivated a very calm and restrained vocal style, with a rich baritone devoid of undue rhetoric, but never shying away from inner-city slang. He wore a mask of coolness, which can be described as calm, not only when under stress, but also when things are pleasurable. His style was described as a laid-back hardness that intimidated men and seduced women. Cornelius recruited as his primary advertising sponsor the black-owned Johnson Products Company, the producers of Afro Sheen, the hair care product for the natural Afro hairstyle. Seldom seen by a multicultural audience before Soul Train, most of the artists and dancers sported big hair rather than processed hair designed to curb naturally, tightly curled, nappy hair. It was the cultural equivalent of saying, I'm black and I'm proud, without saying a word. Most artists embraced the new soulful styles that had rarely or never been seen on national television. And Don and all the dancers on Soul Train demonstrated that they were not apologizing or hiding their blackness. The fashionable clothing and trend-setting dances became the new national standard for cool in the inner city and in the suburbs as well. Let's check in with the fabulous Staple Singers.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me.
That was I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers, featuring Mavis Staples on vocal. The song was recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound Studio and was on Soul Train in 1972. The song is structured as a call and response, with fabulous, almost reggae groove to keep things moving. There were no charts prepared. It was just cut live and recorded in the studio. The fantastic bass line was by Muscle Shoals rhythm section bassist David Hood. There's an organic feel to the song that many think is one of the greatest records in R&B history. It was recorded in the same session that produced another timeless classic, Respect Yourself. What a great day in the studio. The song was number one on the R&B charts for 4 weeks and reached the top of the pop charts for 1 week in 1972. Rolling Stone magazine considers it one of the top songs of all time. Next up, The Mighty Spinners.
And go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone, you're all alone. Side of pain is on my face. Well, a heartbeat stop, but I won't take the blame. No, no, I gave her all the love I had within. My love was strong. Something went wrong. No, yes, sir.
That was the majestic ballad, Love Don't Love Nobody by the Spinners, with lead vocals by the fantastic Felipe Wynn and background vocals by Bobby Smith, Henry Farnborough, Chico Edwards, and Purvis Jackson. That is truly one of the best songs for a slow dance. And if you check out the Spinners' appearance on Soul Train in 1975, you can see the Soul Train dancers can do that type of dancing as well. Most of the performers who appeared on Soul Train performed their songs by lip-syncing with their record, but some performers brought musicians and performed live in the tiny studio where Soul Train was recorded on video, including the Isley Brothers. Let's get funky.
Hey. stirring up all around me. Bass full of pain.
That was Fight the Power by the Isley Brothers. In one configuration or another, the Isley Brothers have been recording for 20 years before they came up with Fight the Power. The song was written almost entirely by guitarist Ernie Isley, the youngest of the Isley Brothers, who had joined his older brothers when he was just 12. By the age of 11, Ernie had been influenced in his guitar playing by a young guitarist from Seattle, then known as Jimmy James, who was part of the touring and recording band for the Isley Brothers in the 1960s. Jimmy James later made a name for himself as Jimi Hendrix. Mojo magazine said that Ernie's high-flying improvisations made the Isley relevant to young and white ears. He was a phase shifter for the third part of the Isley Brothers' career. The unified lead vocals sung in one take were by Ronald, Rudy, and O'Kelly Isley, but it was Ronald who sang the words, "By all this bullshit going down." When asked why he used a word that could keep the song from being played on the radio, Ron said simply, "Because it needed to be said." The offending word did not keep the song from rocketing to number one on the R&B charts and also crossing over to track on the pop and dance singles chart. But when the Soul Train gang was dancing to the song, the word was censored. The Isley Brothers were often guests on Soul Train and usually brought the whole band. They can be seen in full 1970s regalia on YouTube. There's no question that Soul Train captured the biggest stars, like Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson. Let's go for two in a row.
Let's live. I love you. Till the music stops now, yeah.
That was Marvin Gaye's classic, Let's Get It On, followed by the Jackson 5 doing Dancing Machine. Marvin Gaye had been traumatized when his most successful duet partner, Tammy Terrell, had collapsed in his arms on stage and then suffered through a horrible health battle and died. He'd been mostly absent from live performances for over 6 years. But in February of 1974, he accepted an invitation to perform on Soul Train. He was very nervous, and yet, when he was surrounded by the Soul Train gang, who obviously adored him and hung on every word, he felt reassured and delivered a great performance of Let's Get It On. The performance of Dancing Machine by the Jackson 5 was remarkable for the introduction of the robot dance by a 15-year-old Michael Jackson. And although the song had been performed in concert before, and had even brought the Jackson 5 a Grammy Award nomination, the amazing dancing by Michael Jackson had not yet been seen by a national audience. Words cannot describe how precise and mechanical Michael's dance moves were. Everyone who saw it was amazed. You have to see it to believe it. Go to YouTube and search for it. The Jackson 5 appeared on Soul Train 4 times, but more than that, Michael appeared solo, as did Jackson siblings Jermaine, Randy, Marlon, LaToya, Rebby, and Janet. Soul Train was such an important venue for soul, funk, and R&B artists that you don't have to ask who was on it, but try and figure out which artists were not. Just the names of the artists who appeared on Soul Train takes up 22 pages on Wikipedia. Up next, Isaac Hayes, with 3 minutes and 10 seconds of absolutely perfectly funky music. That was Isaac Hayes with the theme from Shaft, one of the first and definitely one of the best of the so-called blaxploitation movies of the 1970s. I may do an entire show in the future about the great soundtracks to those movies. The song hit number one on the pop charts and number two on the R&B charts in 1971. And more than that, it was nominated for an Oscar in 1972 for Best Original Song. I vividly remember the Oscar awards that year, with a full set of musicians already playing and a stage full of strangely costumed dancers. Isaac Hayes was rolled out on stage behind a decorated piano with his head shaved, dark shades over his eyes, and shirtless except for heavy gold chains. He was an amazing sight, and he won the Oscar. I knew the times not only were changing, but had in fact changed. Next, from another artist who often appeared on Soul Train, the incomparable Curtis Mayfield.
Gotta be mellow.
You just listened to Pusher Man by Curtis Mayfield, which was part of the soundtrack for the movie Superfly, released in 1971. The catchy beat is accented by bongo drums and scratchy rhythm guitar. Curtis Mayfield was a major contributor to gospel, doo-wop, soul, and R&B music, and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. Curtis Mayfield was from Chicago, and Don Cornelius had started Soul Train in a small studio owned by WCUI in Chicago. But in pursuit of a larger forum with greater access to musical talent, the production of the show was moved to Los Angeles. Once in L.A., Don Cornelius went to nearby Locke High School in the Watts neighborhood. This area of South Central L.A. had been engulfed in flames and rioting for 6 days in 1965, which resulted in 34 deaths and $40 million in property damage. At Locke High, he contacted the summer music program and asked for kids to come and dance and enjoy themselves on his new show, Soul Train. Locke High School became one of the three sources of the Soul Train dancers, the other two being Denker Recreation Center and Maverick's Flat, a nightclub in the area. After multiple auditions, the dancers were selected. Among them were two women who would later find their own way to fame. Patrice Rushen joined the Soul Train gang straight from Locke High School. Pretty and petite and a musical prodigy, she later appeared on the show as musical guest. Check this out.
Thank you.
That was Patrice Rushen's hit called Forget Me Nots. She co-wrote the song and played keyboards and did the lead vocal. It was nominated for Best Female R&B Performance in 1982. Patrice Rushen went on to compose soundtracks for several movies and acted as musical director for the Emmys, the Image Awards, and the People's Choice Awards. Another young dancer on Soul Train was Rosie Perez. She came out from the impoverished Bushwick neighborhood of Brooklyn. She lived in foster care homes and was a ward of the state of New York until age 12 due to family violence. In his book, The Hippest Trip in America, Soul Train and the Evolution of Culture and Style, Rosie Perez was described by Nelson George as being, quote, short and curvy with pouty lips and a high-pitched voice with a thick New Yorican accent. At the age of 19, she turned up the heat in the room whenever she danced because of her aggressive, almost fierce style. She was recruited to teach singer Bobby Brown, later husband of Whitney Houston, how to dance, and soon she gained her fame as a choreographer for Janet Jackson. Later she danced and was choreographer in The Fly Girls for the Fox television show In Living Color, featuring the Wayans brothers and Jim Carrey. One of the Fly Girls, who she taught her dances to, was Jennifer Lopez, now a superstar. Rosie Perez also was a successful actress, appearing in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing and White Men Can't Jump. She has also acted on Broadway and in television shows. She was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the movie Fearless with Jeff Bridges. She said in an interview that she owes her whole career to Soul Train. Let's move on with one of my favorite songs. That was L-O-V-E Love by Al Green. When I was coming up with the title of this radio show, I only considered two artists, Aretha Franklin and Al Green. This show could have been called L-O-V-E, not R-E-S-P-E-C-T, because I love soul music so much. Al Green was often a guest on Soul Train, and when he appeared, he brought his whole band to perform live. In his introduction, Don Cornelius mentions the string of gold and platinum singles and called Al Green soul music's messiah. The musician Amir Questlove Thompson, the leader of The Roots, who are now the house band on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, is a lifelong fan of Soul Train. He recently published an amazing book titled Soul Train, The Music, Dance, and Style of a Generation. It is a thing of beauty. Large format, beautiful photographs of the musical artists and Soul Train dancers. In that book, he says this about Al Green's performance on Soul Train. Al appeared on Soul Train 6 months after his girlfriend committed suicide. He had the entire show to himself. I had never seen a person to whom every last syllable was sung as if his life depended on it. It was a gift and a privilege to watch someone in his prime truly demonstrating what soul music is about. It isn't the idea of being funky or dressing hip. It's when you take all the visceral urges in you and release your inhibitions almost automatically as if you were possessed. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it an 11. There's an excellent video on YouTube of his appearance on Soul Train in 1975, which I highly recommend. Although Soul Train featured African-American music and dance, non-black artists that were considered soulful also appeared and included Average White Band, Daryl Hall and John Oates, David Bowie, Michael McDonald, and Elton John. And don't forget the amazing Tina Marie, who appeared on the show 9 times, including an appearance on March 31, 1984, where she ripped through the following. That was Tina Marie, also known as Lady T, with her smash hit Lover Girl from 1984. She wrote and produced the song and played guitar and sang it too. Born Mary Christine Brockert, her ethnic heritage was Portuguese, Italian, Irish, and Native American. But after spending her adolescence in a historically black neighborhood of Venice, California, she became a soulful artist with a number of hits, and she ultimately became known as the Ivory Queen of Soul. That was, of course, the OJs with their massive hit Love Train. I think it fits very well in a show about Soul Train. Soul Train was the longest-running syndicated program in television history, on the air for 35 years when it ended in 2006. More than 1,100 episodes were created and broadcast. Each episode of Soul Train was introduced by a short animated film of a moving train, and the words, Soul Train, recorded by DJ Joe Carr, a friend of Don Cornelius. And most of the shows also used two catchphrases. Don would say, you can bet your last money it's going to be a stone gas, honey. And then when the show was closing, as always, in parting, we wish you love, peace, and soul. While saying the words, Don made hand gestures, first fingertips to his lips, sliding down into a peace sign with the fingers in a V, finishing by closing his hand into a soul power fist. Don Cornelius stepped down as host of Soul Train in 1993, and he died in 2012. He was inducted into the Broadcasting and Cable Hall of Fame and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. During its long run, Soul Train used at least 8 different theme songs, including Soul Train's A-Comin' by O'Brien, Up on Soul Train by The Whispers and the Soul Train theme by George Duke. But let's go out with the most popular version. Starting with episode 76, on October 27, 1973, the main Soul Train theme was TSOP. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening. Find out what it means to me.